your coffee and your toast and your orange juice. You know, people tend to get a little bit freaked out when they hear about genetic modification of food, but it may very well be saving breakfast. Joining us right now, the Executive Vice President of Bio, Food, and Agriculture, Dana O'Brien. Dana, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you joining us. You know, when you hear about types of coffee beans facing extinction, Florida's citrus trees not producing the yield they used to, a lot of people dealing with intolerance for gluten in toast, you wonder what's going to become of breakfast. And I guess that's where bio comes in.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. You know, we're coming off two big milestones this morning. One is our favorite daylight saving time jolt in the spring, which gets us out of bed an hour earlier. And the other is really for millions of folks across the country, Sunday fun day or just really brunch after church. And, you know, I think our country embraces innovation across the board. We use our smartphones. We love our new televisions. And oftentimes, I think we take for granted the good work in food and agricultural innovation that goes on, not just by our companies that we represent here at Bio, from small companies in the Midwest to big multinationals, but also at a lot of the land-grant universities like Michigan State.
Mm-hmm. So kind of walk us through the process. How does it work? For example, we talked about coffee beans facing extinction. Where does bio come in?
Yep. So what our members are doing with science and technology is doing is really looking at the challenges that exist in commodities across the board, whether they're coffee beans, oranges, wheat, row crops from the Midwest. They're looking at those challenges, looking at how climate change is impacting them, really learning the best from nature and what those crops do on their own to protect themselves in the wild. And they look at the genetic code of the crop and or the commodity, and they can tell based on our learnings about the plants what needs to be fixed, how it can be fixed very easily. And with gene editing, which is the newest, latest and greatest tool, really just look within the plant's own genetic code and do the slight tinkering that needs to take place to make a plant resilient to a pest or a disease. Climate change is really impacting in this country and around the globe the ability for these crops to grow in the way they have in the past. So we've got to really roll up our sleeves, do what needs to be done to make sure we have access to oranges and coffee and all the other good things that Americans and others around the world like to consume.
What about making foods healthier? For example, flour.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, wheat, lots of research is going on in the wheat industry, both using traditional breeding, using gene editing, using other technologies to really look at the intolerance to gluten that exists, that's growing within the population, the concern of the public around that, and really determine how we can use the genetic sequencing to make that less of a problem for people. The food industry is working with the technology companies on that. Both of those have invested a lot of research in universities out in the Midwest, the upper plain states, to really dive into that wellness issue.
What's your response when people express concern about gene editing in food products?
Yeah, so I'm a big proponent of embracing skepticism and having conversations with folks about what their concerns are, what their aspirations are. There are people who are looking at this from both angles, from both concern and optimism. So what we've done at Bio is invested in an online initiative, really a platform, a conversational platform called Innovature, which is a combination of innovation and nature. So innovature.com, I would urge folks to go check that out. And what it's designed to do is be a platform to share information about all the good things that are happening in this space, with a goal ultimately of enabling food companies and those who want to use the technology and sell it for for food purposes to really have a better and more accepting public.
Innovature.com is the website. Yeah. All right. We'll take a look at it. Dana, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care. Bye now.